need to get a traffic report from the judge this morning. I just wondered maybe we could just...
Can we get a ruling?
I can tell you that the downtown Elyria streets are much cleaner than everything on the outskirts.
That's good.
That's where I hit my highest speed.
Yeah.
We have with us this morning Judge Mark Petluski, also Dennis Lehman, and Celeste Burles, who is the president of Elyria Kiwanis. They're all Kiwanians. I guess that's what we write. That's
got correct. Yeah.
Correct. And because you arrived late, Mark, you are required to sing the Kiwanis song to welcome us for a morning. After having run up the steps, I'm sure by the second verse you'll be on the floor hyperventilating.
You know, this is. I know this is Wahoo Week, and that means everything goes a little haywire. But I'm sorry, I can't do that to your listeners.
Okay, all right.
Whether it's early in the morning or otherwise.
Thankfully.
But they've all worn red today. I don't know whether this was just sort of planned or if they kind of have something like, maybe it's in honor of Wahoo Week with the Indians colors morning. But we have you in this morning because the Elyria Kiwanis is celebrating 95 years of service. And that's obviously, people were not there at the very beginning, but there's somewhere along the way the torch was passed, and that's kind of how an organization like this works, right?
Denny was very close.
We think Mark was, by the way.
No, we're really excited about it because anything that lasts 95 years is incredible. But when you're talking about a service organization in this community, that's just, we're really excited about it, and that's why we're having the big celebration for it, right. Is because... us and the Lorraine Club, the Lorraine Kiwanis Club, are also celebrating their 95th year. They were formed shortly after we were formed, and so there's a double celebration.
Yeah, and this is actually Kiwanis International is celebrating their 100th anniversary next year in 2015.
I see that, yeah, in 1915 they were formed up in Michigan.
Right, Detroit, Michigan was the first club. Second club was Cleveland, Ohio. So, like, next year we're going to be celebrating in Cleveland for their 100th anniversary, and then we were formed by a fellow named Alan Brown. It was actually a private organization to start with back in the early, in 1914 and 15, and then it became Kiwanis after a year or so. They bought him out for, like, $17,000. He was making money on this deal. Okay. So then it was bought out. Now it's a not-for-profit organization, you know, and throughout the world.
I wonder what it was maybe about that turn of the century time where organizations like this were forming. Kind of, it was a time where people were thinking, we need to help in our community in some way, and that's sort of how these organizations, I think, came about.
Well, of course, this was all the time of the turn of the century. Things were changing. The First World War, you know, in the 1914, 15, and so on. So other organizations started then, too.
You mentioned the celebration of 95 years. So what goes into this year's celebration?
Well, it's going to be May 14th, and it's going to be at Wesleyan Village. And in the past, ever since our 75th anniversary, we've joined with Lorraine because we sponsored them, and so we celebrate together. So we'll have a special night, a special dinner and banquet, and we'll reminisce over some of the history of the club, the things we've done over these past 95 years, and possibly have a special speaker come in, maybe a Kiwanian. We have several in Ohio who have actually been past international presidents. One just finished up a couple years ago from Edina. So we have had five international presidents from the state of Ohio, so that's pretty impressive for Kiwanis. So then we get together, reminisce, and celebrate. Not to the extent they said when we formed this club back in 1919, they had two bands came in from out of town. They had parades. They had several hundred people at a banquet, and it was quite a festive affair. I don't think ours is going to be quite that big, but it is an idea to get together and reminisce.
I assume that when this started, it was a men's organization. Maybe I'm thinking that, but if we have a president here, a female president, Celeste Burles. Tell me a little bit about your involvement, getting involved in the Kiwanis.
Well, I've been in Kiwanis about maybe 12, 14 years. It's a big part of my life. It has added so much to my life. We do so many wonderful things for the community. And we have a lot of lady members right now. As a matter of fact, in our 13th division, three of the newest presidents were all female this year.
And what is it, the Kiwanis, what are some of their, what I would call pet projects? Maybe organizations that they help support. What are some of the goals and things like that that people may
Well, we
be aware
do
of?
Safety Town. That's a big one for us here in Elyria. We also sponsor the Elyria Kiwanis Halloween Parade every year. Health and Safety Fair. What am I forgetting?
Special Olympics.
Special
we help
Olympics.
With that. Within Ohio, which we call a district, our major function is with pediatric trauma, doing things that would help kids who have pediatric trauma or prevent it and what have you. Then internationally now, we have a project to wipe out tetanus, neonatal and maternal tetanus, because it's not a big deal in our country, but still in 30-some countries around the world, they have babies and mothers dying from tetanus every year, so we're trying to develop a vaccine program, and we've partnered with other organizations to raise like $110 million in the next few years to try to vaccination program and wipe that out.
Well, I know that you think of Kiwanis International. Mm-hmm. So obviously this is a worldwide organization, different chapters across the country. Are they similar, all different? What do you know about any of those other ones? Anybody? Anything?
Well, Denny probably knows best, having been the district governor a number of years ago. I know this, that when we have our international conventions, every summer we have an international convention. Quite often it's in America, but it's also in been in China, Canada. It seems like everybody seems a lot alike. And every club is a little bit different. They run their meetings a little bit different. They may focus a little bit different, although I think generally speaking, Kiwanis focuses on kids. And that's really what the organization is about. Ultimately, they seem a lot more alike than they are different, even though they come from 88 different countries or whatever the number is now, because we form well internationally.
One of the things we're most proud of in Kiwanis is we sponsor youth organizations, too, within the schools. We have a Key Club in high school is one of our major ones. Elyria High School has a Key Club, and Elyria Catholic has a Key Club. And this, we try to teach leadership and that the kids that they have to give back to the community and try to teach that to them before they get out in the community as adults. So, and we have Circle K in college. So we start from elementary school right up through college, and then once they graduate, then they can join the parent organization.
How does one become a member of the group?
Pay their first year dues.
No.
I'm being facetious.
We know somebody.
Well, most of our members come through members' invites. They come and join us for lunch. We have lunches every Thursday at the Wesleyan Village. And they come. It's a very social group, although we're really focused on service as an organization. I think if you attended one of our lunches, you'd say it's just a great opportunity for a bunch of friends to get together and have a good lunch and have a good time. And we invite individuals who wish to become members. The thing is a lot depends on what the individual's focus is. I joined Kiwanis. Everybody who joins Kiwanis does it for a little bit different. I joined Kiwanis because I knew it was a service organization in Elyria, and I wanted to do something in Elyria. At that time, I was working in Elyria. Still do, as a matter of fact, but in a different location. So I wanted to have some organization that could help me focus what I want to do in the community where I was making my bread. For other people, it's the social activity of joining us for lunch. It's having an opportunity to see good speakers, because every Thursday, except I think the first Thursday of the month, we always have a good speaker come in. And we've learned a lot over the last couple of months, just in the last couple of months, with some really outstanding speakers. And so, to me, if you want to become a member of Kiwanis, if you want to become a service person in the community, it's a fantastic organization for that. If you want to have a great social opportunity, some of us brown bag every day except Thursdays, because we look forward to that opportunity. But what they would do is contact a Kiwanis member. We have a website. They can go to our website. I don't know that any of us are that tech savvy. Can you say off the top of your head what our website is? Yeah. Barry Hubbard would be very mad at us right now. talk to a member, you'd have an opportunity to join a great organization.
Well, I did find a website. Now, I clicked off of that because I was searching the meaning of Kiwanis. Because to me, it sounds like an Indian name, right?
It is. They tried to find something, and somebody looked it up, and it started out like Nun Kiwanis. It was an Indian name, Kiwanis, and it had several meanings like we trade, we make noise, and so they finally decided that their theme would be we trade. Then over the years, they changed that. We don't do that anymore. So our theme is we build. Okay. The idea is to build communities, build people's lives and things like that.
I thought if you asked the folks at the Wesleyan Village, they would say, we make noise. Especially that could be. Jobs during your lunches.
Well, we do.
Over there.
Yeah. At least at the beginning when we sing.
Well, I did see, I typed in Kiwanis, and it comes up as some searches, Kiwanis songbook. So apparently there's more than one song related for that. I found IlyriaKiwanis.net. Perhaps that might be. Mm-hmm.
That would be right.
There that people can find out more. And again, you have the 95th anniversary coming up May 14th. You also have a health and safety fair at the mall. The Midway Mall in April. And now I realize why they are wearing the color red. This represents their strawberries that they have.
There you go.
In June, they have a strawberry festival. And every Kiwanis knows that if you, you know, eat strawberries, you might as well wear red that day because,
that's true.
It's easier for the laundry. But your Strawberry Festival, that's another one of those kind of a fundraisers that you have, right?
It's been a fundraiser for maybe 50 years now, and a lot of people just look forward to it. They come year after year after year, and then we try to get some of the younger kids to come, too, and get involved in there. It's our major fundraiser of the year. So then by raising those funds, we can use that to help Safety Town, help Special Olympics and other projects throughout the community. Some of the things that's interesting that we've done in the past, way back, is actually Kiwanis started and ran the campaign for the first swimming pool at Cascade Park. The city built it, but the Kiwanis Club organized it. Also, one of the members back in the 40s was responsible for the start of the blood bank, the first blood bank in Elyria. And so there's been some interesting things that have happened over the years. They were very active with Junior Achievement. And back in the late 40s, early 50s, actually bought the property where the building was on Yorkshire Court. I don't think it's not there anymore. But so they've been active with major things in the community, and we've, along with other service organizations, have helped do some of the things at the new high school, purchase a courtyard and pay for some of that to help the beautification of the school. So we try to be involved in the community and so people would see us and we make a difference in the community.
And you're out there at different times. People can, they meet Kiwanis members, they find a little bit about it, and you talk about that, the younger members, and many service organizations are probably facing that same situation where they're trying to think, look who's on the board. We've been here. You were vice president, now I'm treasurer. And, you kind of switch around. Everybody shows up and are the ones that step forward, but you're always looking for new people like that. Is that a challenge that you're facing?
I think it's a challenge any organization is facing. You look at not just service organizations, ethnic clubs, whatever it might be, Elks, Moose, you name it, whatever the organization is. And it's an intriguing challenge because with Kiwanis, we've got high schoolers who are very, very active, key clubbers. It's amazing the stuff that when we hear what they're doing, it's amazing what they do. And so you see that and you say, well, okay, can it continue on a handful of years later? But apparently, there's enough time in their schedules to allow that, and I think that's a significant issue that all the organizations face. Church organizations are facing it when they're doing fundraisers and stuff like that. Is the next generation ready to step up? I think that's part of the reason why Kiwanis really emphasizes those youth organizations, is to develop that sense of responsibility to the community and support of the community over the long term. And so that's... I think that's the answer to the challenge, and we keep on pushing it.
Sounds really good. Well, we appreciate you coming in this morning, Judge Mark Bedlesky, also Dennis Lehman, and President Celeste Burles as well. And this is Wahoo Week, so Mark, if you want to chime in on a prediction, how do you think the Indians are going to do this year, just so that we can...
First of all, this is the finest professional sports organization in the city of Cleveland. Cleveland Indians. And it's, how long has it been since we could say that? I've been a season ticket holder since 1994. I am as excited as I've ever been. I know they didn't tinker that much in the off season, but some guys who had some soft years last year, I think, can do a lot better. I'd say we're going to do better than the 92 or 94 last year? 92? I think we're going to be very challenging against Detroit. A lot depends on our starting pitching. I really like what we've seen so far of Axelrod out of the bullpen as a closer. It looks really exciting in that regard. And it's going to be a fun time down at the I call it the Jake, but I guess we call it the Progressive
now. Yeah, the Progressive Field, yeah. Where it's snow covered today.
But I'm glad this is being recorded so we can come back and check mark on that.
In
the fall.
Everything I do in court is recorded. So if you want to come up with a list of things I've done wrong, my court reporter would be glad to help at a fee.
Mark, he does pay many fines at the Kiwanis organization for things he's done or hasn't done.
I see.
Yeah, whatever income I make as a judge, half of it goes to Kiwanis because I get fined for being in the newspaper. So I asked the paper to stop writing my name.
Sounds good. Thanks for stopping in this morning. I appreciate your time.
Okay, thank you very much.
756 at WEOL.